So let's see the Akdama here. You have the not as common Akdama. Okay. V'hi geres Hashem kol Hashem meinu. So he's sending a letter to the people to Chassidim. Aleichem ishim ekra. Now let's understand a little bit. The Baal HaTanya was trying to be miyasid. He was miyasid a whole mahalach of avodas Hashem. A lot of it based on. A lot of it based on thinking into very deep topics, very deep inyanim, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. As the movement got bigger, he decided that he needs to write a sefer so that instead of him having to explain everything to everybody all the time, he can actually give a sefer and so on. So it says, Alechem Yishem Eka Shimei Lei Roitfei Tzedek Vakshe Hashem V'yishma Alechem Alei Kim L'megodl V'at Kotten Kol Anshish L'meinu D'midin Aseinu Smuchos Shaloh Ish Al Mekoy Mayovel L'sholem V'chaim Ar Oilam Omei Keim Yerotz. I know, I don't know what the Nun Samach Vav is. Hine Muda Zois Ki Miragl B'pumid Inshri B'chol Anash Laimah. I know that people say Ein Adoyma Shmias to be Musil or Iyo Kriyas Besfarim. That listening to somebody say Musa or reading in a safe is two worlds. Shakore Kor Lufi Daka Vedaitoi or Lufi Asogas is a Sichle Bashehu Sham. When you're reading it, you're the one that's in charge of processing the material. So when a person reads and he learns something, it's not going to advance him much further qualitatively necessarily, because he's still stuck with whatever his old havanas are. That's his metzias. V'im sichel v'daitim v'ulbolim v'chashech es halachu b'avodas Hashem. And if, let's say, his mind is all messed up and he's walking in darkness, v'koish yuchelus es ha'or kitoiv agonus b'sfarim. He barely can see the lightness for him. Afki Moskva Ole Nai Mapila Nefesh. And even if it's really with the light that's inside the sefer is very good and something that could bring relief to him, but it's very hard for him to see it. Mm-hmm. Bar Min Dain, he says, besides even this, in a Sifra Yira, Habnuima Pisecha Noshi, the type of Sifra Yira that are built on reason. Like a Musa Sefer that, you know, we'll take a look, where are you going to, things are going to end soon, you need to put yourself together, and so on and so forth. Bevada en Shavu Chol Nefesh, that certainly doesn't work well across the board. Ke Ein Kol Ascholam Vadei Shavus. Not different people have different mindsets. And everyone has something else that sort of turns them on. So if I read something that the person wrote for him, this may have been a very enlightening idea. For me, okay. It says that you make a bracha on Shishim Ribu Yisrael because Eindos Eno Zuzu means each one's mindset is different than the other one. As much as Ramban Zal Mochamesh Sham Bepeyash HaSifig Av Yeshua Shedema Bo Ish HaShuruach Bo Yishoch Al Halach Neged Ruch HaShkech Tvechot. So certainly, I'm not even considering those type of Sfarim that can only reach a limited amount of people. Even Sifri Musa that are built mostly on Yiras Hashem, Asher Ruach Hashem Dibur Bo Milos Al Shoinam, that the Pshat is speaking with Yira and Divrei Torah. Vayraitzi Kutzubichu Kulu Chad, Vekol Shishim Ribu Kolos Yisor Proteim Ad Nitzes Kal Shebekalim Upchusa Hashem Amenu Bnei Yisrael Kulam Iskashon Vayraitzi. So in Torah, we're making an assumption. We're saying that every single neshama has a connection with Torah. So when I'm learning the Torah with somebody or teaching the Torah to somebody, my assumption is that the person could be miskasha to it. It's not something that is specific to this person. It's Klal Yisrael as a whole. Ve'av shenit notor lidarsh b'chol prat. Uprati prat is l'chol nefesh pratim Yisrael ha'mishresh esbal. And even though Torah can be darshan featured specifically, harei ein kol adam zeich li'as makim akoyim prat d'Torah. It's not something that we can say, okay, Torah speaks to everybody, so find your place there. Many people just don't. It's not enough to say that Torah has it in itself. Lamais, at the end of the day, you need to have a special schus to be zeicher to find it. Vehine says, "Afil tus isa veheta, hanigus lano vaneinu, matzana reina machloikst hanoyim vamiroyim nakotzar kotzim mamish, veil vel dirkim chayim, loshen rabim alshem mikora chayim nishnis Yisrael." So let's see, it's a big run of sentence. He's saying as follows. First of all, he's saying that in Issa Veheta, which is the Chelek of Torah that's supposed to be pretty the same to everybody. You're talking about things that are more objective realities. How many dots make an esrik puzzle, etc., where you don't expect to find it, as if there'd be happy mindsets, you still find machloikis menakotza lakotza, ve'el ve'eldim kim chayim, and they all, it's not as if they're wrong, two out of three are wrong. If you have a three machloikis, each one of them is divrei lakim chayim, and he explains where the word chayim comes from and why it's called loshen rabim. It says divrei lakim chayim, living loshen rabim, why? Al shem mikor hachayim lenishas miYisrael, hanechlek is a klal shloisha kav yiminus tov emsa. The concept of living, of life, is sort of Akadosh Baruch Hu is one, but the first hischalkus, the first splitting up into different aspects are three lines, so to speak. There's Midas Chesed, which is Yimin. There's Gevura, which is Midas Smoil, and then there is the middle, which is the type of neshama that's capable of balancing it. So already in source, we already have different types of mahalchim and perspectives and so on. And neshamas that come from Midas Chesed, they tend to look at things and be makel. So he's saying a fascinating point, and the Chidos says this when he speaks in Shem HaGdolim about different Gdolim and different Tanoim, where the Shorosh Neshama is. There's a reason why Beis Shammai is always Machmeh, and Beis Hillel is always, Beis Hillel is almost always makel. And the answer is, it has to do with one being chatzit, one being gevura. What it means is, one sees in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hanhagah of the world the maximum of his pashtus, which is the branching out into different forms, and therefore it includes, it's as inclusive as possible. Beis Shammai sees the perfection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how perfect each and every point has to be, and therefore it's as restrictive as can be, and so the practical application of the halacha depends on a deeper mindset of the person also. So he's saying, even in the world of halacha, which one would not think that you would find these distinctions, you find distinctions that are neveya from this pnimius. Certainly in the areas that are much more hidden, so rachamim, av and yira, the chilos yira and ava, in of the moach and the lev, that each and every one really is different about how he approaches it. So he's posing it sort of as a reason, he's raising an objection to putting out a sefer. Speaking about peh, you can reach out to the person, a sefer in person is different, so what am I accomplishing here? So he says, ach, I'm addressing an audience I'm familiar with. People I know. Heim, kol echot vechon manashev neseinu, all the people of my chabura, of our medino smuchos shaloi, asher hoya hadibur shel chibur motzi beneinu, that we spent a lot of times in a very loving conversation. Vigilu lefonai kol talumos liv moichvayis Hashem at liv b'leiv. They open up for me their deepest feelings and understandings. Alei antitav milasi. To them, I'm spreading my word. V'lashoni eit seifa v'kuntreisim elon nekram Hashem likutei amarim. And this kuntreisim, which I call likutei amarim, melukotim epi sfarim, epi seifrim, toisha elyon, neshmasa edim, hamfusam etzleinu. They've been collected from different sfarim and seifrim. So he calls it likutei amarim, that these were collected from sfarim and seifrim. It's very hard not to be impressed with, I guess it's a very original, everything he does in his approach and so on, but still, he, at the bottom line, the points, ideas are collected from Arizal and others. Lemaisa, the Chassidim say that Sfarim and Seferim is the Maral and the Shelah, HaKadosh. I don't know, I have no idea, you know, what's Zachrech and so on. Some of these points are marumas and letters from Eretz Yisrael. Lemaisa, his rebbeim, Reb Nachum Mendel Vitebsk and the Rav Avraham Mikalsk lived in Eretz Yisrael. They moved to Eretz Yisrael. They would send him letters, and he sort of is associating, saying, the etzim, a lot of things I'm writing here is just a fleshing out of what they wrote in their letters. Uksasim shemati mipim ha-kodesh v'esim po'imanu, some of it I heard from them when they were here. V'kulon hein tshuvas al-shelas rabbis ha-shasholim v'etze kol anashim v'seinu tomid kol echad l'fi erkoi losis etzeis b'nafshim v'es Hashem. The points that I'm making here are replies to many requests for etzes and avodas Hashem that I've gotten from people. First of all, he says I don't have the time anymore to be able to respond to each one privately. And people forget also. Al kein roshamti kol hatshuvos kol hashaylos lemishmeres. Therefore, I wrote down all the tshuvas for the questions people normally ask, so people have it. And he won't push himself to try to speak to me privately. With what I'm writing the sefer, he will be able, people will find what they need. And he'll be able to do what's right by learning these forms. So he says, I'm tailoring these forms for the chassidim. I know them. I know their problems. I've heard their questions many times. And I need to have some sort of safer because I just can't answer Balpa anymore. And if somebody feels he comes up short, as he's learning this and doesn't quite get it, he should speak it over with some of the important people, with the chashuv people in his city. And they will give him to understand. And I'm asking from the chashuv people in his town, they shouldn't pretend anivis, prav anivis, when somebody comes from town, ask them. And as one knows, the einish for not teaching when you need to teach. V'goy laschar, v'maymer azal al posig meir einah shneim Hashem. Kiyo Hashem ponev aleim or b'nei melechayim. U'mechaye chayim yizakeinu v'chayinu yomim ashalim lu ish esre eyo v'chulu. It says, ki kulam yeidu oisi kimolo etzlayas Hashem amigin rasan. So his hope is to that, you know, the day will come when everyone will understand and know, they won't need to keep asking. V'hinei says, Achash in a special kutreisman al kel kol nashalal. After he said, so I sent out these kutreisim to chassidim. V'atokas rabbis ne'esreifim shayim mishunim. It's a lot of people just sort of, there are many copies floating around. Where, you know, the riva atokas shayim rabbis, rabu kama rabu atos seifim oid moid. I said there's some mistakes, they were all handwritten, everyone's different. And some people donated and printed up. Good idea, and I give my brach. Or masik vul re'ei of arab by klal by nirech hashalom. Being the pasuk says nabi masik vul. I think Yehuda v'oid lekor kasina lemishti good the rabbi kol matfisim shalhatvis kontrasim now loy de atzam la de gir dilhoin built yerushas on a kuvan now meshachom eshanim v'em klois hatfus. So this is very typical, normal. He prohibited anybody from writing, printing this, reprinting it 5 years. So that is his akdama. Basically, he wanted this to be a primer, a basic primer in Avodas Hashem and so on. Okay, we can start a little bit. Let's just one akdama, just a style. It's his style in general is extremely run on in many ways, besides the fact that most prokim, as far as he's concerned, is one sentence. Punctuation wasn't a strong point. That's one thing. Two, he asks many, many questions, and then he starts a new point, and Myrich on it, and then he goes back and answers. A lot of times, the point lies not so much in the question he's answering, but as he goes along, it's not like a pilpul where you have to keep track and so on and so forth. As long as you get the point by point that he's saying, that's sufficient. It's or else it's pretty much, it's almost impossible. He'll go through many prokim where he just sort of like opens a window and then keeps going weiter. But to understand this, we have to see this. To understand this, we have to see this. To understand this, we'll have to ask this. And that's when we have to ask on that. And, but Lemaisa, at the end of the day, each piece that he explains. Okay, so Tanya was a paragraph of the Nida. We learned there. Mashbim oisoi, he tzadik al tirasha. We're mashbia him. It says when a neshama comes to this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashbia neshama ti tzadik al tirasha. Vafilu kol ha'olam kula emelcha tzadik ato. Hayei benecha ki rasha. So a person takes a shvua if he comes to this world, you should be a tzaddik, and even if everyone tells you you're a tzaddik, you should be a rasha. You should think yourself as a rasha. V'tzorech l'hovin, the tanan v'alti rasha b'fnei asmecha. It says a person should never see himself as a rasha. First of all, it's a mishnah. Secondly, it says it's common sense. V'gam im yeh beinav ki rasha, yera levava v'ya otzif. If a person thinks himself as a rasha, so what happens? He feels bad, gets depressed. L'uchal av seshem sinu tov levav. And he's just not going to be able to Hashem Simut of Levav. Vim lo yera levavai, klal mizeh, and if the person doesn't care, yochalavai dekalas chasashol. But if you are depressed, then depression itself doesn't in any way help you to avodas Hashem. It either, you just don't do avodah with cheshik, or you just shrug it off and say, what the heck, so I'm, yes, not, what do I care? Ach, ha'inyan, kihine matzana b'gemara hechalukis. The Gemara, so now here, that question leaves alone, and now it's going to another point. It says in the Gemara there are five different madregas of people. Tzadik v'toivloi, tzadik v'roloi, rosh v'toivloi, rosh v'roloi beini. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzadik Tovlo Rosh. So he's saying, and Upirshim Gemara Tzadik V'Toylo Tzadik Gomo Tzadik V'Ralo Tzadik Sheina Gomo. So basically, you sort it out into five different madrigas. You have Tzadik V'Toylo Tzadik V'Ralo, Rosh V'Toylo Rosh V'Ralo, and a Beini, who is mentioned many times. Ubereya Mehemna Pashmish, but Ubereya Mehemna is one of the Sfarim in the Zohar. The Zohar is a collection of Sfarim. Ubereya Mehemna is one of them, and it usually gives time and mitzvahs. Ubereya Mehemna Pashmish, but in Pirish, Tzadik V'Rali means Shehara Sheboy Kofov Letoiv. Now, Tzadik V'Rali means a Tzadik who is on top of the Ra. The Ra is subdued and subjugated. If you're a Beinani, so that's it. We're all lost. I mean, you basically wiped us all off the map. Well, so to try to understand a little bit better this whole thing of kafafloy and so on, v'gam lahavin mashama iyoiv ribayin shom barasta tzadik masu yishayim v'chulu tigmar bar basra v'atzadik v'rosha lo yikama. How can you say HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tzadik and rishayim when it says mefurish that the malach doesn't say who's a tzadik and who's a rasha, because that's bechira? Another question, v'gam lahavin mechus madregas habeini. What is a Beinani? Shebevare in a machzus chuz machz avoynis. You can't say Beinani is somebody who's 50-50. Shem ken eich to rabbi batzun loy mashu Beinani. What did rabbi really think? V'noidash loyposik pumi megirsa shvil machamozer chalishat boy. It says that rabbi, even machamozer, couldn't come because he's busy learning. V'echo yichol litois b'machz avoynis l'shon. So what was he thinking? It was just like an anova to say, oh, 5% avoynis. V'oid, he says, Shari b'shor shayis avoynis nikur rosha gomor. While you're doing the various, you are a Russia. V'chachas etshuv nikur tzadik gomor. V'afilo oival yisek kal shayiv esayfer mikur Russia. Kidis epek beiz yivam esper kamen nida. V'afilo mishayish b'yore limcha yisle micha nikur Russia. V'kol shken chalim v'vata yizem esayse yishav shal kaima. K'mo yikol shav shal zibit toy revein oisik. She'olav dor shachazal kidvar shem boza ikoros ikoros. Upshita mikir Rosh et feim oivis rabbonin. Vim kein al korcha ha beini emba filov in bitl teira. So beini must be somebody, to be called a beini, you can't even have it of the bitl teira. Um shemachi tor rabba batzalema shu beinini. So he says, so that makes sense why he calls himself a beini, because a beini requires not to do anything. V'ha da amrina baalma machza mikir beini, v'roiv schuiz mikir tzadik. So he says, hu shem ha mushal in schaiva oinish. That's talking about, it's sort of a borrowed term to use for addressing Sarnoinish. But it's not be'etzim, it's not a type of description describing something, be'etzim. So there's Sadik and Rosh, so to speak, in a relative way, you know, and then there's Sadik and Rosh in a very absolute way. So he says, if you're talking about Tzadik and Rasha in the context of Schar, yes, Rove is what it's telling. If you're talking in Tzadik and Rasha in real terms, absolute terms, so a Tzadik is someone who no longer has Yitzhahara. Keroga Betainis. If you possess a Yetzer, you're not a tzaddik in the most absolute sense. So this type of tzaddik that a Kadosh Baruch Hu placed in very few doors is this type of tzaddik who is absolutely perfect. You know, he doesn't even have an inclination for Ra. But a tzaddik who simply doesn't do Ra, but he simply suppresses it, that's not in this type of category of tzaddik. It's not tzaddik with a capital tzaddik. It's a relative, you know, and for lack of a better term, we'll call this person, it's like when I come to a town and, you know, like a real hick town, so anyone who finished high school is a real scholar. It's not a real scholar in the real term, but looking around at the peasants, this person is okay, we'll hold it here.
What's pshat?
Yeah.
What's the point of having a tzaddik who doesn't have Yitzhahara?
He got there.
What?
He got there.
But then wouldn't he not have any tachlis anymore?
No, but all of his avoda is built on that. In other words, I'm coming off it by vanquishing my Tzahara. I'm able to do A, B, and C. It's all an extension of my original vanquishing it, and now I'm able to do so much. Just think of Yetzirah now. Should I learn now or should I patchke? I decide to learn, so I have schar. Mm-hmm. If I make a decision to sit and learn and becomes a very strong decision, it all adds to the schar of making that decision. So when I started out...
Since you started out as not a tzaddik gomer, then that's
yes,
already...
Yes, nobody's born a tzaddik gomer, that's for sure, yeah.
So then that's already, anything you get past that is already...
Correct, it's going to be part of, this is what you're doing, so it adds up and you get schar for it, yes.
I always understood the Gemara in Sukkah, that they're shechting about the Yitzhara.
Yeah.
Right, so the Marsha says that the tzaddik gomer bochim, because once the Yitzhara is gone, there's no more growth.
Correct.
Right. So, what does that mean? I mean, I still have those chus of beating.
True, but I can't accelerate. I can keep getting. It's like when you have a business, you can make 100% a year. So all the money that you made from the business, you invested $1 million, you can make $1 million every year. You can put it in a bank account, and the interest you pick up, it's all mikoyach what you first did. But if you can't invest in the businesses anymore, so what I earned, I earned. And the money I earn in the bank is mine, but that's not a lot compared. If a person has nisyonos always, so, and at least even in a world where there's a chatimsa nisyonos, there's also possible a person should pick up schar. In a matzah like he's talking about, there's nothing left anymore, that, mm-hmm. that type of matzah.
Yeah.
Okay, good, we'll hold it.
Yeah.